Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Ukraine crisis, Russia crisis. Since the events associated with Mr. Prigozhin in these last days, there are headlines in all directions. London. Putin begins post-mutiny purge as General Armageddon reportedly detained and deputy fired. London. Russia builds dam to flood key southern counteroffensive target. Russian. London, Russian general who may have known about Wagner rebellion has disappeared. I go to Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired and artilleryman, CBS News, Dickinson College, visiting professor. He's the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. He's on the road. He's in Africa. He's in Kenya. But he's very generous to come on here and comment about what we know, what we can't know, what these stories mean, given that each day for the last 5 days, the stories changed within hours. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much for joining me on the road. The chief story since yesterday's revelation is that Serovikin was aware of Prigozhin's events beforehand, and Serovikin today has been detained. What do you make of this in terms of the Russian military procedure, protocols, and the reliability of the army? Good evening to you.
Thank you, John. Well, that's a difficult question to answer. I'm sure one that Vladimir Putin is trying to assess right now. You know, when General Serovikin came out and made a public video put on Telegram calling on Prigozhin to retreat and stop his advance on Moscow, it seemed to me that was the end of the mutiny, coup, whatever you like it. One had only to assume that either Prigozhin had totally overplayed his hand as an individual, or had some confidence that some senior military officers or other governors would come to his assistance as part of this particular effort. And when Serovikin, in a video that seemed kind of odd because he seemed very stiff, if you will, announced that he should stop doing this, that seemed to be the end of the effort, and Prigozhin quickly stopped. But what it calls into question then, if that is the case, is the reliability of the Russian military leadership. And now with Serovikin under arrest, there is a very high likelihood, I think, of a major purge of the senior leadership of the Russian military that could go down to all kinds of levels as Mr. Putin tries to ascertain the one most important factor he wants to know about his military officers. Are they loyal to him? He cares less about their competence. He cares most about, are they loyal to him? And don't forget, this occurred, John, as well, back in the 1930s with Joseph Stalin, who purged thousands of military officers in the Great Purges for their lack of loyalty, contributing dramatically to the initial defeat by Russia and the Soviet Union when the Germans would invade. So Mr. Putin has to do this, I think, to demonstrate his strength at home. And also, oddly, for the time being at least, I think it provides some security to Minister of Defense Shoigu and Chief of the General Staff Gerasimov, because the one thing they have been is very loyal to Mr. Putin. So it's for him to then purge officers and replace them at the same time, I think at this moment, would be a bridge too far for Vladimir Putin.
We have corresponded in these last hours about the fact that there are ghosts here, ghosts of 1944. In July of 44, there was a plot called Operation Valkyrie to end Hitler's life and turn Germany into a dictatorship that would then negotiate with the Americans and turn on the Soviets. That was the plan of Valkyrie. The effort was to recruit Erwin Rommel, Hitler's favorite general for several years, who was commanding the 7th Army in Normandy. The story is that Rommel refused the advances but did not report them to his higher command or to state security. Rommel eventually was accused by some of the plotters as having known, and the choice by the Hitlerites was to oblige him to commit suicide, the end of Erwin Rommel, the general who was most likely to put up a stiff defense in Normandy left the scene. It reminded me immediately of that, Jeff, and that suggests that the whole of the army is now to be at risk, everyone down to any officer level. Whoever heard about Serovikin is now to be questioned. Is that too, am I exaggerating or is that possible?
No, I think it's absolutely correct, John. And once again, following the example of Erwin Rommel, it wasn't his direct participation necessarily in that particular plot. It was his knowledge of that and what he was convicted of. And I doubt very seriously, oh, by the way, that Mr. Serovikin will be given the option of committing suicide. But it'll be that test of loyalty down to the officer corps that Mr. Putin may well pursue. And he has to do this, I think, because the one thing that I thought was most damning about Prigozhin's efforts was not necessarily the march on Moscow, but was these, you know, profanity-laden, volatile videos that he would publish. And the most recent one prior to the march north undermined the entire legitimacy of the war, pointing out that there was no threat posed by Ukraine, that there were no Nazis in the Ukraine, that Russians' efforts to demilitarize Ukraine had actually occurred in the opposite direction, and pointing out to the Russian people that while the elites in Russia had their children either outside the country or avoiding conscription, it were those who were not in the elites that were being sent off, having their children sent off to be butchered on the front lines with very poor equipment, very poor training, and very poor leadership. So the undermining of that legitimacy makes this attack by Prigozhin that much more important. And then furthermore, of course, it really raises the question, how in the name of goodness could anybody imagine that the Russian army is going to integrate the Wagner group and those Wagnerites who accept it into the Russian army? How could anyone assume that a Wagner officer, a senior Wagner officer, could possibly be considered loyal to Vladimir Putin?
The battlefield. We go immediately to this story about Russia building dams to flood key southern counteroffensive targets. This suggests that the battlefield right now, all eyes on it, because the Ukrainians have been advancing, albeit slowly, sluggishly. When we talked earlier, Jeff, with the tumbling headlines that continue to change, you raised the question I have not been able to answer for 2 days, why the Ukrainians are not launching a major offensive given the disorder in the Russian army, the presumed collapse of morale, and the doubts about senior officers. Have you seen any new information about where and when the Ukrainians are going to take advantage of what clearly looks to be panic by the Russians?
Not really, John. We've had repeated comments by the Ukrainians and other experts that they've not committed all of the reserves and all of these heavy armor brigades that they created over the last several months based on equipment they had and a lot of Western equipment that was, in fact, provided. So that's one rationale, perhaps. And they're still looking for that particular place where they might conduct a major multi-brigade operation and try to achieve a penetration. The second argument most commonly heard is, of course, the Russians have had a substantial period of time to create defenses and have put in mines covering an area of something like 70,000 square kilometers, which makes advancement through those areas very, very difficult. The third and most worrisome aspect to me, however, is does the Ukrainian general staff have the ability to orchestrate a multi-brigade, heavy armored advance of this fashion? It seemed that the Ukrainians were most successful in this war early on, where they were very, very empowered at the lowest level to conduct attacks on Russian forces that were massed on road networks, bumper to bumper. And that allowed a much more free-willing, nimble type of tactic by Russian commanders at very low levels to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield. I fear there's a possibility, as the war has changed to the Ukrainians and they're now conducting this heavy armor advance, that they're doing a much more centralized command and control at a higher level, which may cause them problems now in the pursuit of this in a very, very rapid fashion.
I'm speaking to Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman. He is traveling. He's in Africa. He is CBS News, however, and he helps me understand what we're not supposed to solve, which is the fog of war. We question the Russian command, but now we're going to turn to Prigozhin. Where is he? We're not certain. What does it mean that he's in exile in Belarus? We're not certain. What does it mean that According to the deputy prime minister of Poland, Prigozhin will be joined by 8,000 of his fighters in Belarus. These are highly suggestive facts alone, but when you consider that NATO is scheduled to meet, all of the chiefs of NATO scheduled to meet in Lithuania, which borders Belarus, in a number of days, the questions rise again and again. What is NATO's reaction to the little we understand of the turmoil in the Kremlin, in the Russian army, and certainly now in Belarus? I'm John Beck.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.